This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
We're at an aviation museum in Doxford today. It's a seriously cool place with stacks of vintage planes to check out. We've been learning about the Second World War at school, and if you like planes as much as me, that means one thing and one thing only. The Spitfire! It's got to be one of the most famous planes, like, ever! You might have seen one fly past if you've been lucky enough to go to an air show or a big event. There were over 20,000 of them built during the war, but today just 50 are still flying. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? Planes like the Spitfire don't look that different to small planes today, but they looked very different to the ones that were used in the First World War. Do you know why? You got it! They were constructed from metal, not wood. They were much safer and faster and much, much more comfortable than the planes that came before. But actually, it wasn't the metal that could take the credit for all of that. There were two massive changes to the way that planes were made. The first was how the wings were put together. Come on, I'll show you. If you see an old biplane, they're the sort with two wings, one on top of the other. On the really old ones, there are wires holding the two wings together. Engineers realised the wings would work better if they were cantilevered. Okay, that's a tricky word. It means the wings were made to be more boxy, so that they could support themselves without all those wires. The second massive change was in the fuselage. The fuselage is the sausage-shaped part of the plane where the pilot sits. Early planes were put together with wooden slats and then covered in a skin made from materials like cotton. The designers realised that if the skin could hold the whole thing together, then the slatty bits inside wouldn't be needed. Then the plane would be lighter and so could fly even faster. If you like choc ices, think of it like this. The outside hard chocolate gives the ice cream its shape, but also holds it together, doesn't it? It's the same idea with the plane, although with planes they have a fancy name for it. It's called a monocoque fuselage. Hey, maybe the choc ice has a monochoque fuselage. In the early days, monocoque fuselages were made with wood, gluing layers and layers of thin strips together and pressing them into shape. As technology changed, it became possible to mould metal into thin layers, and that's when fuselages became metal. Metal also brought stacks of other advantages. One was to do with the weather. Wood might be light and strong, but when it gets wet, like in heavy rain, well, it can swell up and warp. That's not a good idea in a plane that needs to stay in one piece. Metal has another advantage. It's much more durable too. If you're going to crash, well, I think I'd rather be in a metal plane and not a wooden one. And as long as it was high in the sky, I'd have loved to be in a Spitfire. A famous pilot said, "Spitfires have hit the ground, touched the sea, bashed through trees, cut telegraph and high-tension wires, collided in the air, been shot to pieces, had rudders and parts of wings fall off, and have yet made safe landings with or without wheels." That pretty much sums up why so many people love this little plane. It wasn't the only fighter plane in World War II, but it's the one that most people remember, partly due to its memorable name. Spitfire comes from an Elizabethan word for a fiery person, and you wouldn't want to argue with a Spitfire in combat. The inventor was a Mr. Mitchell, who was the chief designer at Supermarine Aviation Works. He and his team designed the Spitfire to be agile and quick, and to make the most of new technologies like retractable undercarriages. That's wheels that can tuck away inside the plane. It even had a bulging cockpit so that tall pilots could fit in. We think of old planes being slow, but the Spitfire could reach 315 miles per hour and travel 400 miles to find the enemy. The RAF used Spitfires up until 1955 for a variety of roles, from fighting to reconnaissance. That's spying. And now now I spy that it's time for me to fly. Chocks away!
Amy's Aviation. With support from the Royal Aeronautical Society. Find out more about aviation at funkidslive.com/aviation.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.